Welcome to the Spacious Scaling Podcast. This is for you if you're an online coach, creative, or service provider looking to scale your income and impact without burning out. I know that you want to deeply serve your clients, grow your income, and build a thriving online business without having to sacrifice your time, energy, or personal life. And I'm here to help you achieve exactly that. I'm your host, Steph Dunn, and I'm going to be sharing with you intuitive strategies, practical tips, and powerful stories. So let's go. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. I'm excited to be sharing this episode with you today. I want to share with you my thoughts around the three of the biggest things that I see people getting stuck on when it comes to growing and scaling their business. And if you resonate with any of these, you are not alone, because these are things that I myself often get stuck on and little like mindset spirals that I can find myself going down. And yeah, I just want to share this with you and bring some awareness to it if it's something you are not already aware of. And when I was writing the notes for this episode, a theme that I came to realize that is common across all of these is that I think these things can easily pop up when we get caught in comparing ourselves and where we currently are in business to other people online. Because when we see other people sharing about their experience with running a business online, we are really only ever hearing and seeing a small portion of that, right? Like, and it's often the good parts that are shared. It is very rare that people will come on to their stories and their podcasts and share like the real truth about running a business. And so we're really only seeing a portion of that. And when we look at where other people are in their business, based on what we can actually hear them talking about and see, and we compare that to where we are, I feel like that's where these things can pop up and where we can start doing actions that are not supportive of growing our business. So yeah, I want to share these three things with you. Okay, and so the first one is that you are not sticking it out long enough. And I feel like this can be applied to so many different areas of your business. I think that we have been conditioned to believe that quick, big wins in business are normal and common. And whilst yes, that is definitely the truth for some people, it is not like the truth for everyone. And I don't think it is something that we should necessarily be aiming for in business, because if you are in your business with the aim of growing something that is there for the long term, that is going to be a sustainable business for you throughout different seasons of your life, and you are really wanting to create something that has depth and substance, this often takes time, right? Like, we need to be doing things in our business, collecting data, seeing what works, what doesn't work, being in a state of constant refinement. And sometimes that means that at the beginning, it's going to feel a bit sticky and it's going to require us to continue showing up and continue taking action even when we are not seeing the results that we desire. And I don't think there is anything wrong with that. And so when I say that you are not sticking it out long enough, this might be that you are not, you're not sticking out your strategy long enough. You're not like seeing it through. You're like hopping from one coach to another, trying different things that different people are doing rather than like landing on something and following it through. And of course, I'm not saying that like you can't pivot in business when things are not working. But the whole point of this first point is that we are moving away from doing things too quickly. All right, we are giving up on things before we've actually seen them out to see if they will work. And this actually flows on really perfectly to my second point, which is you are mistaking the discomfort that comes with doing something new with the discomfort of doing something that is misaligned. And so if anyone tells you that business like can only feel easy, then they are lying to you. Because yes, you can run your business in a way that feels really easeful, that feels really joyous, but you are always going to at some point experience some form of resistance in your business. And like, that is a non-negotiable, because chances are you started your business because you love what you do. You love delivering your service. And that is only a part of what it takes to run a business and be a business owner. And when you don't have other people doing all of the other things, like doing your like accounting, doing your tax returns, doing your marketing, doing your admin, like sorting out your operations, you're going to be doing these things. And those are probably not the reasons why you started your business, right? You didn't start your business because you love like doing your BAS return every quarter, right? You started your business because you love serving your clients and you wanted to do that in a way that builds you freedom, right? And all these other things come alongside doing that. And it means that we are going to feel resistance in some way when we do them. And so I think a lot of people can feel the discomfort that comes with doing something that's new to them or that's not like their primary like skill set or desire for being in business and feel like something is wrong in their business. And I think sometimes we kind of just like need to pull up our big girl pants, get the stuff done that needs to get done. And obviously as we grow our business, we can start outsourcing things that we actually really don't want to be doing. But some of that discomfort is required, right? For us to get to where we want to be. And sometimes we've just got to deal with it. So that is the second reason. And then the final reason that I want to touch on, this is a really nice, short and sweet episode, is that you are trying to go wide before you go deep. And so when I come to this point, I know this is like obvious, but I feel like I want to remind you that all of these things are just my opinion, right? It's not fact. This is how I feel about running a business. And there are many ways to run a successful business, but I feel like a really common thing that people can get stuck in doing is trying to go wide in their business. And what I mean by going wide is by doing a lot of things, like in their product suite, having, you know, they hear that having an ascension model is the way to scale your business. So they're like, cool, I need to now create an offer for every point of my client's journey so that I can serve them no matter where they're at. And this is like problematic in many ways, because firstly, sometimes you're not actually like qualified. You don't have the skill set or the knowledge to be serving people at all of those different points. And secondly, is that we can do this too early and we haven't actually mastered our skill. We haven't built depth in one of our services and become really well known for that. And we're kind of diluting our impact and our message when we try to go really wide in our business and in our product suite. And so my opinion and my like preferred way of growing your business is to create a core offer that you become really well known for and that can help you stabilize at that like five figure months point or like, you know, six figure year first. Have that product and be really well known for it.
Hey, it's me, and I just want to take a little pause in this episode for a moment to ask you a question. And that is, are you desiring your next level of business expansion, but you want to know exactly what it's going to take to get you there? Then I have created something just for you. I want to show you how you can earn more money, work less, and deepen your impact when you introduce a strategic, scalable offer into your business. So head to the show notes now to access the Scalability Potential Calculator, where I can show you just how achievable your next level is. Okay, let's get back to the episode.
And then maybe you have something smaller, like a passive item that helps you funnel people into that signature offer. But then once you've mastered the skill of like delivering on that offer, marketing that offer, continuously getting people in there, then look at how you can grow your business. And I think that is a much more natural way to do it, because you will often find that your clients will then be asking more of you, right? There will be things that they want you to support them with that are not within the scope of that original offer. And then you can start expanding your product suite. Start expanding your product suite from there, from like the needs of your existing clients, your existing community, rather than looking at other people, seeing what their business is, especially if you are comparing like people who are way further along with you, way further along than you in business, and seeing that they have like all of these different offers and you're trying to like fill all of these gaps in your business that just do not need to be filled yet. And so if I could offer you one piece of advice, if you are a coach, creative or service provider and you are trying to scale to that six-figure year mark, five-figure months, and you want to do that in a way that feels really spacious, is to like keep your product suite lean, right? Have one signature offer, maybe have something else on the side and focus on growing and building that before you look at going wider in your business. So those are the three things that I think we can often get caught up on when it comes to growing and scaling our business. And I would love to know if this episode resonated with you, and if you get caught up on one of these, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram and I will see you in the next episode.